إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد إخواتي وأخواتي في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Still on the sharh of the book Bulugh al-Maram by Al-Hafidh Ibn Hajar Al-Asqalani. Still on the chapter of Al-Ilah, Al-Bihar and Al-Kaffar. We are taking the ahadith on Al-Ilah. Insha'Allah, we'll be taking the ahadith on Al-Bihar. وعنه رضي الله عنه أن رجلا ظهرني امرأتي ثم وقع عليها فأتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال إني وقعت عليها قبل أن أكفر قال فلا تقربها حتى تفعل ما أمرك الله به رواه الأربعة وصححه الترمذي ورجح النسائي إرسالا رواه البزار من وجه آخر عن ابن عباس وزاد في كفر ولا تعد الظهار is an Arabic word which is derived from the word Adhar. Adhar means back. The Arabs, they will say, for instance, Rakitu Zahraha, that is, I mounted a back, referring to having sex with their wife. So if they say Rakibtu Zahra'a, they mean by that I have sex with her. So they will prefer to use the word Zahar in this context. Meaning what? The back. But what is meant by it is sexual intercourse. The word Zihar is derived from the word Zahar. This is when a man says the back of his wife is like the back of his mother. These scholars, they all agree on this. When a man says to his wife, Anti alayya kadhahu ummi, you are like the back of my mother to me. Now what is the importance in the back of the mother? What he means by that is that I cannot have sex with my mother. Allah prohibits it. I can't have sex with my mother. Henceforth, I cannot have sex with you, just as I cannot have sex with my mother. They will say things like this in order to do away with their wife when they are not interested in the wife anymore. Maybe the wife angers them or angers him in one way or the other. So in order to show the anger and the vision, an Arab man may tell his wife, Anti alayya kadhahu ummi, you are like the back of my mother. This statement they will say it, and later they will violate it. That is the woman that he had caught the back of his mother. He will later go back again to have sexual intercourse with her. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleased with this, because this statement is true, is possible, because it's not correct. The back of your wife is not like the back of your mother. It's not the back of your mother. So this is possible. Then say you are like my mother, this is not true, because your wife is not the one that gave birth to you. There are some duties that you are supposed to carry out to your mother. So those things may not be for your wife. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frowns at this statement of theirs. Though they will say it out of anger. No, we have just treated the issue of talaq. We have talked about ilah. There are many ways a man will show displeasure at his wife. But we are learning these so that we will be guided, so that we won't say things that will make us incur the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will not do things that will make us incur the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to watch what we say, even when we have a kind of quarrel with our wives. We should not say things that will seem like a kind of a transgression. A thing that will seem as if we are transgressing. We are going beyond the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Arabs in Jahiliyyah, they were practicing this. When they are angry with their wives, they say to them, "Anti alayya kabar ummi," you are like the back of my mother to me. Meaning, henceforth, I will not have sex with you, just as I cannot have sex with my mother. So this is called zihar. Then izhar haraminha, that is a liking or compares the back of his wife to that of his mother. All he wants to say is that, "What, I'm not going to have sex with you anymore." That is what he wants to say. But he looks for the worst way of saying this. He says, "What, you are like the back of my mother." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, الَّذِينَ يُظَاهِرُونَ مِنْكُمْ مِنْ نِسَائِهِمْ مَا أُمَّ أُمَّهَاتِهِمْ. Those amongst you who compared the backs of their mother, of their wife to that of their mother, مَا أُمَّ أُمَّهَاتِهِمْ. Their wives are not their mothers. This is the truth. Their wives are not their mothers. So saying your wife is your mother is possible is an incorrect statement. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ma unna ummahatihim, in ummahatuhum illa allahi wa latnahum." Their mothers are those who give birth to them. Their mothers are those who give birth to them. Their mothers, or the mothers of their mothers, or the mothers of their fathers, these are their mothers. Because these people give birth to them. But their wives, how can their wives be their mother? So what type of anger and displeasure will lead a man to say his wife is like his mother? What type of anger is that? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ma hunna ummahatin in ummahatuhu illa allahi wa latnahum wa innahum la yaquluna munkaran min al-qawli wa zura." Allah says they are making statements that are contemptible, making very bad statements. Munkar min al-qawl, wa innahum la yaquluna munkaran min al-qawl wa zura, and falsehood. Because it's not true that your wife or your mother is not true. Then this is munkar. If you want to divorce your wife, you divorce in the right way. But for you to go to the worst way, by likening the back of your mother, your wife to that of your mother, this is munkar min al-qawl. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frowns at this and he called it Munkaru min al-Qawl. So any person that says something like this after the delil has come to him, such a person is a foolish person. Huh? Now before the delil comes, before the ayah comes, people are saying this, but Allah let us know that his word is Munkar. But the one who is the Quran, and the person is overtaken by anger, he now says, watch, you are like the bark of my mother. Huh? This is something that shows the foolishness of such a person. So وَإِنَّمْ لَيَقُولُونَ مُنْكَرًا مِنَ الْكَوْنِ وَزُورًا وَإِنَّمْ لَعْفُوُ الْخَفُورِ. Allah is most pardoning and most forgiving. That is the one that you have said before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has pardoned you. Now the practice they've been doing it, Allah let us know it is what? It is munkar and it is zuur. But there is no ruling on them because the law has not been established. But now the law has been established. Any person who says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry with such a person. So when we go back to the hadith, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, "Anna rajulan dhahara min imra'atihi," a man compared the back of his mother to that of the back of his wife to that of his mother. Thumma waqa'a 'alayha. After that, he went back and had sex with her. After that, he went and had sex with her. Somebody that you have compared to your mother and you are having sex with her again. Which means the man was overcome by anger. It was anger that led him to say what he said. It was anger that led him to say what he said. Though he could still control himself, but he was angry. It was the anger that led him to say what he said. So, but he couldn't bear it, so he had to go back again to have sex with the wife. And he had said what he had said. فَأَتَى النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The man came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Inni waqa'tu 'alayha qabla an ukaffira." O Messenger of Allah, I had sex with my wife before being kafara. I had sex with her before being kafara. Qala fala taqrabha. Messenger of Allah said, "Henceforth, don't do that again. Don't have sex with her. Until you carry out what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you. Until you carry out what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you. What has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded for the one who practices zihar? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ يُظَاهِرُونَ من نسائهم ثم يعودون بما قالوا فتحرير رقبة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who practice zihar, who compare the back of their wife to that of their mother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ثم يعودون بما قالوا فتحرير رقبة. They should set free the raqaba. A slave. If you set free, a slave means Qabili and Yatamasa before both of them come together to have sex with one another. So which means what the man did was wrong. Because the man had sex with the wife before doing the kafara. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ يُضَعِهُونَ مِنْ نِسَائِهِمْ. Those who practice zihar, who liken the back of their wives to that of their mother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that ثُمَّ يَعُودُونَ لِمَا قَالُوا. They go back to what they have said. That is, they had the intention of resuming the relationship with them again. They have the intention of what? Resuming the relationship, that is, sexual intercourse with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ. يشتاق في إبليل من قبل أن يتماس before both of them have sexual intercourse. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ذَلِكُمْ تُعَذُونَ بِهِ. This is what you have been instructed. This is what you have been instructed. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well acquainted with what you people do. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ. Whoever cannot find that, cannot set free a slave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَصِيَامُ شَهْرَيْنِ مُتَتَابِعَيْنِ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَتَمَاسَّ. They should fast two months consecutively before they have what? Before they have sex. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finally says, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ. Whoever cannot do that. He said what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِسْيَعَامُ سِكِّينًا سِكِّينًا. Then he should feed 64 people. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed. So when the Prophet of Allah said to the man, when the man said, إِنِّي وَفَعَتُ عَلِيْهَا. I have this with us. قَبْلَ تُكَفِّرَ. Before I do the kafara, قَالَ لَا تَقْرَبْهَا. Don't go back to that again. حَتَّى تَفْعَلَ مَا أَمَرَكَ اللَّهُ بِهِ. Until you do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered you. And what Allah has ordered is what has been rich. That is the first thing for the one who likens the birth of his wife to that of his mother, meaning he will not have sex with his wife anymore. He now wants us to go back again. So what we should do is for him to do expiation before resuming the sexual intercourse. If he does not do expiation before resuming his sexual intercourse, he is sinful, because he has violated the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because what Allah says is, وَالَّذِينَ يُظَاهِرُونَ مِنْ نِسَائِهِمْ ثُمَّ يَعُودُونَ لِمَا قَالُوا فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَتَمَاسَّ. He should set free slaves before both of them touch each other. Before they come together, he should set free a slave. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكُمْ تُعَذُونَ بِهِ. This is what you are ordered to do. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. Allah is well acquainted of what you people do. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ. Whoever cannot do this, he doesn't have the ability to do it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him alternative. The alternative is فَصِيَامُ شَهْرَيْنِ مُتَتَابِعَيْنِ. He should fast 2 months consecutively. مِنْ قَبْلَ يَتَمَاسَّ. Before having what? Sex again. So which means what the man did is wrong. So if the man is aware of this verse and he goes to act contrary to it, He is simple. But if he doesn't know that this is what Allah said concerning this matter, what we say is not simple, because he doesn't know. And that is why Asharia Tula tells them, Illa Ba'd Ilmi. The Sharia is not something that is compulsory, that one is going to be held responsible as far as individuals are concerned, unless the person has knowledge of that thing. How is this place? Someone who does not have the knowledge of a particular thing in the Sharia, that particular injunction of the Sharia is not binding on the person until he becomes aware of it. So when he becomes aware of it, then it is binding on him, and whatever be the repercussion of not doing that thing or committing what has been forbidden, then that will catch up with him. But this is not an excuse for somebody who does not want to be bound by the Sharia to not say, okay, I'm not going to learn. If he's in a position to learn and he refuses to learn, then evidence has been established against him. How will you explain? Somebody who has halakot of ilm going on in his around him, but he refuses to go because he doesn't want evidence to be established on him. Evidence has been established already because he refuses to learn, and that is the trait of the kuffar. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَعْرِضُوا مُعْرِضُونَ Those who are the believers, they turn away from what they are being, what they have been what? One of. You don't want to or listen to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like the people of Nuh do, that they will put their fingers in their ear. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُمْ لِتَكْفُرَ لَهُمْ جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْا لَهُمْ وَأَصَرُوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا. So they turned away from it. So this is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does things. This is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does things. That is, Allah will not punish us for what we do not know. But when you have opportunity to know and you refuse to know, then Allah is going to punish you. So the issue of what an ijahil, an ignorant one, that doesn't come. It doesn't have what a place in a situation where you have every opportunity to know but you refuse to learn. So the jahil that will be excused is a jahil that does not have the opportunity to learn. So it is wrong for somebody, firstly, to tell his wife, your back is like the back of my mother. This is munkar and kaul wa zul. This is something that is contemptible. This is something that is forced. It's a falsehood. It's a statement that somebody shouldn't say. Particularly when one has known that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has condemned this type of statement. No matter your anger, you should not allow yourself to be driven towards this. The people of Jahiliya, they will do it. If they are angry with their wives, they say, what? Anti alayya kazarikum me. You are like to me, the back of my mother. That is, I don't want to have sex with you anymore. So, no matter what your wife does to you, you should not allow yourself to be driven towards things. So it is munkarun min al-kawm. Was good. Now when you say I divorce you, Allah didn't say what? It is munkarun al-kawm. A man says to his wife, anti-Talib, you are divorced. Allah didn't say what? Munkarun al-kawm. But you are to me like the back of my mother. Why? Why must you go to that level? So this is munkarun al-kawm. So the one who says this after he has known such a person is sinful, seriously sinful. So that's one. Two, the ruling is also comes. Particularly once you know something is haram. You know something is haram, but you don't know the punishment that is attached to it. You are not excused. You know the case of the man who went to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "The Messenger of Allah, I slept with my wife, in the month of during the day of Ramadan." Meaning what? He knew it is haram to do that. But what is the punishment for the one who does it? He doesn't know. The Messenger of Allah told him the punishment. But if the man doesn't know it is haram originally, then punishment will not come. وَمَا كُنَّ مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. But now he knows, so the punishment will follow. So the man said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَقَعَتُ عَلَى أُمَرْتِ مَرَاتِ. I asked with my wife that I are back to that of my mother, and I resumed relationship with her before I did kafara. The Messenger of Allah said, "La taqrabuha, don't go near her, hatta taf'ala ma amarak Allah 'azza wa jalla, aw hatta taf'ala ma amarak Allah ta'ala, until you do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered you." So this hadith is said to be reported by the four. Wa sahaba Tirmidhi and Tirmidhi declared to be authentic. ورجح النسائي إرسالا. النسائي reported the hadith from the hadith of Ikrimah from Ibn Abbas. But in one of the reports of Nasai, it is from Ikrimah from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. from Ikrima, from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ikrima did not mention Ibn Abbas, and that's the hadith in Mursa. The hadith that somebody has been dropped, but we don't know the one who has been dropped, is he a companion or a tabi'i? If you are sure that the person that has been dropped in the chain of the hadith is a companion, then the hadith will be sahih, because the companions, they are all reduced. But now we are confused, who has been dropped, a companion or other than a companion? So the hadith will be what mursal, and mursal is what is da'if. But other reporters, apart from An-Nasa'i, they reported it from Ikrimah, from Abdullah ibn Abbas, the Messenger of Allah, which means it was, he is connected. But An-Nasa'i, rahimahullah ta'ala, preferred the mursal. He preferred the mursal. Now, whether the hadith is authentic or not, this is corroborated by the verse of the Quran talking about Al-Bihar. الَّذِينَ يُظَاهِرُونَ مِنْكُمْ مِنْ نِسَائِهِمْ مَا هُنَّ أُمَّهَاتِهِمْ إِنْ أُمَّهَاتُهُمْ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَلَدْنَهُمْ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَقُولُونَ مُنْكَرًا مِنَ الْكَوْلِ وَالزُّورًا وَإِنَّ اللَّهِ لَعَفُونُ غَفُورٌ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the expiation of that sin. Now this is part of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah had willed, he would have said, what? Okay, your wife, the back of your wife is like the back of your mother. And since you cannot aspect with your mother, this woman has become forbidden unto you forever. You know the case of somebody who does not exercise caution until he divorces his, or divorces his wife, he pronounces the divorce 3 times. Huh? The Sharia gives him the first one. Huh? If you repeat it again, at-talaq marratan. Then the person goes ahead to say the third time, anti-tariq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنْ طَلَّقَهَا فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْضُ حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرًا. The punishment is that woman that you have said you are divorced the third time, فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْضُ, she's no longer lawful to eat, حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرًا, until she marries another man. And that man willingly divorces her, then he can propose to her. This is a punishment for somebody not being what? Conscious, not being guided with respect to what? To talak. Now, with respect to zihar, lightening the back of the mother, sorry, the wife to that of the mother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts punishment, but the punishment, out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what you should do is فَتَحْرِيمُ رَقَبَةٍ to set free a slave in قَبْلِ أَنْ يَتَمَافَ, before you can resume fresh with her. This is mercy of Allah. If Allah had willed, he would have said what? That the lady is not lawful to him, until the lady marries another person, and he said in the case of what? The tenth of Allah. Or he may have said what? The way he said in the case of Li'an that we are going to preach, the way the Sharia has said that a man that accuses his wife of zina, and the woman maintains that no, she has not committed zina, and the man maintains that what? The woman has committed zina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala separates both of them forever. So these are the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as Muslims we have to know those laws so that we will not transgress, we will not go beyond the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for us. He said what? فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَابَةٍ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَتَمَاثَ فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ, whoever cannot find that, cannot set free his slave. Whoever cannot set free his slave, maybe he doesn't have his slave, or the person is poor, he can't buy his slave. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ شَهْرَيْنِ مُتَتَابِعَيْنِ, it should pass 2 months consecutively. 2 months consecutively. For what? For comparing the back of his wife to that of his mother. And he wants to go back. He wants to go back. So he has to set free his slave. Then if he doesn't have the ability to do that, he can't find that, then he will have to pass 2 months consecutively. Allah said, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَجِبْ, whoever cannot do that, فَيْطَعَامُ سَيْتِينَ مِسْتِينَ, he should feed 64 people. Why? For likely the birth of his wife to that of his mother. It's mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah didn't say what hatta tenki azojan ghayra. So, first thing is that what we should go away from things like this. We should go away from things like this. Because Allah called it munkarun min al-kawl wazur. Allah called it munkar. Then if you not persist to go, you are sinful. Then the kafara out of it is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned. Now somebody may say, but we don't practice that in our society. Some people may practice it. Some people may say that. They may be so angry to the extent that what? They are angry with their wife and say, what? Henceforth, you are like my mother to me. You are like my mother to me. Just as I cannot have sex with my mother, I will not have sex with you anymore. So some people can say it, and that's why while we are angry, we should try to caution ourselves, because any utterance or utterances that come out of us, they have ruling in the Sharia. They have ruling in the Sharia. So this is the ruling. Now there are some issues that is called as the different on. They all agree that if you say, Anti alayya kabar ummi, it is the heart. They all agree that if you are to me like the part of my mother. Huh? What if somebody says, Anti alayya ka ummi, you are like my mother, without adding what? The back. Anti alayya, a man is angry and he tells his wife, Anti alayya ka ummi, you are like my mother. Does it take the ruling of the heart? Huh? Yes. Or no? Yes. Some scholars said no. That it is only Anti alayya ka zahar ummi that we have evidence for. So that is what they will do. But when you say Anti alayya ka ummi, you are like my mother to me. That is, if this is said in statement in the position of anger, that it takes all the will of jihad. Because if the birth of the mother makes the person commit jihad, what about the entirety of the mother? So they was Anti alayya ka ummi. You are like my mother to me, enters. So if the zuhar is a long way, so some scholars, they say, okay, we have to know what the person means, what it means by that. Some try to establish this. But wallahu a'lam, to be on the safe side, they have the same ruling. Anti alayya ka zahri ummi, anti alayya ka ummi. You are like the back of my mother to me, you are like my mother to me. This is what it has the same ruling as the heart. Now if somebody says, Anti alayya ka zahri ukhti, you are like the back of my sister to me. This is the heart. It's not the heart. Majority of the scholars say it is the heart, because you can't sleep with your sister as well. You can't sleep with your sister. So it has the same ruling. Or you say Anti alayya ka ammati, you are like my aunt to me, that is from the paternal side. Or ka khalati, like my aunt from the mother side. Both that you cannot have sections. So majority of the scholars say they have the same ruling as Anti alayya ka zahri ummi. Or somebody says, for instance, Anti alayya ka zawjati Ibrahim, you are to me like the wife of Ibrahim. Is this the art? Somebody is angry and he tells his wife, Anti alayya ka zawjati Ibrahim, you are to me like the wife of Ibrahim. Yes. This is what a lot of scholars favor as well, because the wife of Ibrahim is what is not halal for you, as long as the woman is still under Ibrahim. So when you do that, you commit zina. So you are saying what? You are haram to me, just as what? The wife of Ibrahim is haram to me, presently. So and that's why scholars, majority of scholars say, anything that can indicate this, we have the same ruling. And that's why when we talk about the Sharia, there are so many things that come up. So many questions will come up when look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الَّذِينَ يُظَاهِرُونَ مِنْ نِسَائِهِمْ. But look at so many other things that have once come up. أنت علي كأمي, أنت علي كأختي, أنت علي كذار أختي, like that. أنت علي كعمتي, many things like that. So this is what most scholars are upon, that they have the same ruling. They have the same ruling. So if somebody says, أنت علي حرام, أنت علي حرام, you are haram to me. What is the ruling? Is it bihar, talaq, yameen? Which one? Anti alayya haram, you haram to me. Are we going to interpret it to mean bihar? Now he has not added any possible. Are you going to interpret it to mean bihar, or you are going to interpret it to mean talaq? Or you are going to interpret it to... You have mentioned something like this because scholars will differ on this. Some said it has ruling of bihar, some said it has ruling of talaq, some said it has ruling of what? Al-halik. That is somebody who to in order to what to emphasize what came for 20 says, if you go, you are haram on me. It tells this way, if you go out, if you dare go out, you are haram on me. So Shaykh Al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah and some other scholars look at it, they said the man did not really intend divorce with that. But what he intends by that is what? He is to emphasize what he says. So if the woman goes, if the woman goes out, or the woman does what he doesn't want her to do, so we won't say what the woman has become what divorced, unless if he has the intention of divorce with that statement. But if he does not have the intention of divorce with the statement, he said it could be yameen. So the way you will expiate is for him to do the expiation of yameen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَكَفَّارَتُهُ إِطْعَامُ عَشَرَةِ مَسَاكِينَ مِنْ أَوْسَطِ مَا تُطْعِمُونَ أَعْلِيكُمْ أَوْ كِسْوَتُهُمْ أَوْ تَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ. The kafara of somebody who swears that she's going to do so and so, and he doesn't do it, is for him, إِطْعَامُ عَشَرَةِ مَسَاكِينَ, to feed them poor people. أَوْ كِسْوَتُهُمْ, or to clothe them. أَوْ تَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ, or to set free a slave. Then Allah says, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ, whoever cannot find that, فصيام ثلاثة أيام, if you fast 3 days, ذلك كفارة أيمانكم إذا خلفتم, that is the kafara of your yameen, when you swear an oath. So a man that tells his wife, أنت علي حرام, you are haram if you do so and so. So Shaykh Al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله تعالى, the lot of scholars said it should be treated as yameen, not as talaq, nor bihar. Why some scholars said it should be taken abroad? Bihar. Now when we go back to the look at the verse again, الَّذِينَ يُظَاهِرُونَ مِنْكُمْ مِنْ نِسَائِهِمْ هُنَّ أُمَّهَاتِهِمْ إِنْ أُمَّهَاتُهُمْ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَلَدْنَهُمْ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَقُولُونَ مُنْكَرًا مِنَ الْقَوْلِ وَزُورًا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَفُوٌّ غَفُورٌ. وَالَّذِينَ يُظَاهِرُونَ مِنْ نِسَائِهِمْ ثُمَّ يَعُودُونَ لِمَا قَالُوا فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ. Now scholars also talk about this raqaba. Is he going to set free raqabatin mu'minatin, a believing slave, or any slave, whether kafira is sufficient? No, Allah says, God, فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ, setting free a slave. Allah didn't add what? Mu'minatin. Majority of the scholars are of the opinion that raqabatin that Allah mentioned here is raqabatin mu'minatin. Because it's not a practice that you'll be setting free a kafir slave. So that raqabatin here is something that is mutlaqa, that is, it is absolute, but it is what? Muqayyada, it is restricted. It should be understood to mean what for raqabatin mu'minatin. Just as you have it in the case of the one who kill somebody mistakenly, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَطَحِيُّ رَقَابَةٍ مِنَةٍ, that he should set free a slave. That yet, it's also not possible to set free a slave. This is what most scholars are upon, contrary to the Hanafiya. مِنْ قَبْلَ يَتَمَابَ, before they have sex with one another. Now, مِنْ قَبْلَ يَتَمَابَ, before they have sex with one another, or before they play with one another at all. Somebody who tells his wife, أَنْتِ عَلَيَّ كَذَارِ أُمِّي, you are like the bark of my mother. Is he restricted to having sex with her? Or it covers, or it tends to also play with her? Can he kiss her? Huh? Can he play with her? Or the yatamasaye is what is restricted to sexual intercourse. Scholars differ concerning this. Majority of the scholars, they of the opinion that it is restricted to sexual intercourse. Some scholars are of the opinion that no, he can do anything with her. Not kissing, not anything. Just as he will not kiss his mother for enjoyment. Huh? If he kisses his mother, it will be what was for the mother and whatever. But for him to kiss the mother as if he's playing love with somebody that is loveful for him. So he said it's general in Kabli and Yatamasa. And when they say Masu in the Arabic language, can mean what? Can mean sexual intercourse and can also mean playing and the foreplay that will lead you to sex. So that's another angle. Then the mother may say, if I run with the jinn and miskina, the last part. Whoever does not have the ability to do that, by Ibrahim was a teen and his teen. Allah did not ask in Qabli an yatamassa, as he said with respect to that of the fasting 2 months consecutively, setting free his slave. He said, Faman lam yastatif by Ibrahim was a teen and his teen. So he didn't say what in Qabli an yatamassa. So this is why some scholars are of the opinion that if the man chooses to preach 54 people, that he can have sex with her before carrying out that. Is it clear? But if he chooses to set free a slave or to fast 2 months consecutively, this must be done before having sex with her, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Qabli an yatamassa. But if he chooses to feed 54 people, then he can have sex with her before carrying out the expiation, because their children are feeding 54 people. But what most scholars are upon is that no. In Qabla Yatamas, Allah did not mention it again, because it has been mentioned before. So it should be understood that in Qabla Yatamas, that is applicable to the first one, the second one is also applicable to the third one. Then which one will be? It will be easier for people. Now, if you cannot set free a slave, then you cannot do this, then you go for, you can't pass 2 months consecutively, then you go for the last one. So this will push a lot of people to say, okay, maybe they want to go for the last one. Though it's not something that is optional. So it's something that is sequential, as has been mentioned. The majority of the scholars are of the opinion that you can't have sex with her until you have fed the 54 poor people. So these are some of the things that are related to the issue of zihar. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. This is so that you believe in Allah and His Messenger. And that's why we don't trivialize the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Muslims, we submit ourselves, because Allah says, ذَلِكَ لِتُؤْمِنُوا. This law is what to make you a believer in Allah and in His Messenger. So when you say you are a Muslim and you are following in something that Allah said you shouldn't do, and what Allah said you should do, in expiation you say you won't do it. So your iman is questionable. But when you do it and you submit yourself to it, that is an indication of what? Of believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ. And these are the limits of Allah. These are the limits of Allah. In many verses Allah will use تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا. These are the limits of Allah. Do not transgress it. Do not go beyond it. And that's why someone who calls himself a believer respects the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will not allow his own desire to push him to go against the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is walil kafirina azabun alim. And for the kafirun, for them is azabun alim. Things which incite me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this. So this happens to some of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Shaykh said, wa rawahu al-Bazzar. Al-Bazzar reported it in wajin akhar, in another way. And Ibn Abbas, from Abdullah ibn Abbas, wa zada fihi. He added to it, kafir, go and do your kafara wa la ta'ud. Don't go back to what you have done. That is, don't go back to having sex with your wife that you have likened about to that of your mother. وعن سلمة بن صخر رضي الله عنه قال from سلمة the son of صخر may Allah be pleased with him he said دخل رمضان رمضان came in فخفت أن أصيب إمراتي I was afraid to have sex with my wife that is during the day of Ramadan because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said فالآن باشروهن henceforth have sex with your wife وكلوا eat واشربوا drink حتى يتبين لكم الخيط الأبيض من الخيط الأسود من الفجر ثم أتموا الصيام إلى الليل so you can have sex with your wife at night because after you can eat drink at night so when it is Fajr you have to stop eating drinking having sex with your wife so the man said what he was afraid that in the day of Ramadan he might have what sex he might be tempted to have sex with his wife what is the solution to him he said the solution is for him to do what he said Baba how do you mean her I said your bath is like the bath of my mother your bath is like the bath of my mother he thought this would be the solution so that to be able to pass in Ramadan. So he said, فَانْكَشَفَ لِشَيْءُ مِنْهَا لَيْلَةً The woman was in the house. So in the night, he said something was exposed of her. That is something in her exposed. Maybe a saw, the thigh, for instance, or the sheen, or something like that. So he said, فَوَفَعَتُ عَلِيْهَا I then asked her to ask. فَقَالَ أَيُّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَسَلَّمْ The Messenger of Allah told me, حَرِّ رَقَبَةً Set free a slave. قُلْتِ مَا أَمْلِكْ إِلَّا رَقَبَةً He said, I said to him, I don't have any slave except my neck. قَالَ فَصُلْ شَعْرَيْنِ He said, go and fast two months متتابعين consecutively. قُلْتُ وَعَلْ أَصَبْتُ الَّذِي أَصَبْتُ إِلَّا مِنَ الصِّيَامِ What has led me to what appoint me to if not what? Through fasting. قَالَ أَتِمْ فَرَقًا مِنْ تَمْرِ بَيْنَ سِكِّينَ مِسْكِينًا He says, go and take a basket of dates and feed 50 poor people. أَخْرَجَهُ أَحْمَدْ أَحْمَدْ reported it وَالْأَرْبَعَ and الْأَرْبَعَ That is Abu Dawud, Nasa'i, Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah. He said, إِلَّا النَّسَائِي except Nasa'i of the four. وَصَحَّحَهُ ابْنُ خُزَيْمَةَ وَفِي الْجَارُوجِ And Ibn Khuzaymah and Ibn Jarud, both of them declared it to be authentic. Now there is another one, and that is that of Aus bin Thamit and his wife Khawla. So this is the reason why the verse, or those verses were revealed. Huh? The woman when Khawla, the wife of Aus bin Thamit, the husband did the har with her. So the woman was disturbed. She went to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she was talking with the Messenger of Allah. The Messenger of Allah said, I don't know anything that I can tell you other than what you are estranged from him. Huh? You're estranged from him. I don't know anything to say other than that. So she was with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam talking with him in a kind of silent voice. And that was why Aisha radiallahu anha said, Alhamdulillah alladhi wafi'a samu'u al-aswat. He said, thanks be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose hearing has compelled all voices. She said that this woman was talking with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in such a low voice that I could not hear what both of them were saying, because Aisha of the Lord was in her own inner room. Huh? She could hardly hear what was going on between our Khawla and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah revealed the verse or verses. وَتَنِعَ اللَّهُ كَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَسْمَعُ تحاوركما. الله سبحانه وتعالى has harsh قول التي تجادلك في زوجها. The statement of the one that was talking with you concerning her husband. وتشتكي إلى الله. And she was complaining to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. She was complaining to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. والله يسمع تحاوركما. Your conversation, Allah سبحانه وتعالى harsh your conversation. Aisha, who was very close to the to both of them, could not hear their conversation. Allah asked everything. Then Allah says, what is the Mi'alim? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he hears everything, knows everything. This verse, the scholars they use as evidence, the scholars of Sunnah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is Sami'u, he is Basir. Allah hears, he sees, he knows everything. Contrary to what the Asha'ira and the likes to say, that the Samu of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Samu Qadim, that is eternal hearing, that Allah doesn't hear now. But he has heard in the past, he has heard everything in the past. So when we look at the verse is against what they are saying. Qasani Allahu qawlan lati tujadiluka. When did the mujadala come between both of them? It was something that is happening now, that is at that time. So Allah is hearing or could hear what. Not that Allah has heard in the past, and Allah is not hearing now. Because they believe they say Allah hears now, or Allah knows now, or he sees now. So it means that what events are falling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as what events are falling on me. I'm talking now. Huh? So me is back, I'm not talking. So which means what? I have what? I can accommodate an event, an happening, or a happening of what? Talking. I can see you now. For me before, I can't see you. Huh? So this, the Ashaira and the people of innovation, they will use as the reputation against them. So the shy idea is that the case of Aus, Bolthomis and Khawla was the reason why this issue of Zihar. So all these other examples or other events that happened with respect to the issue of zihar. So finally, it is wrong for us to practice zihar. Allah called it munkar min al-qawl. No matter the anger, no matter the frustration that your wife will cause you, do not go to the level of saying what. أنت علي كأمي أنت علي كذاري أمي ذاري أختي and things like that. Or then using something other than that, maybe أنت علي كبطن أمي, you are like the stomach of my mother. Because I say everything, they are all the same. They are the same. Whether you use batnu or you use rijilu or you use rasu, you use. As long as your intention with it is that what? You don't want to have sex with her. So this is called zihar, according to the position of majority of the scholars. So Allah alam, inshallah, wa sallallahu wa sallallahu wa alam, nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.